So tell me about the Helen Ritchie Monument. Who all participated in restoring that?
Well, the city employees actually did the restoration, and they built the ramp around the monument. The Heritage Center has been the driving engine behind the 100th birthday of Helen Ritchie. We have another event on September 6th, which we miniature planes on Helen Ritchie Field, which will be operated by trained pilots, open to the public on September 6th. And then on November 21st, the day of the Christmas parade, we will have a gravesite memorial. And I'm hoping to make it a military funeral, because she has never gotten one.
She was an air transport pilot, I believe.
Yes, she was in some arm of the service. And as a military person, we feel she deserves that recognition. So we're going to try and arrange that at the gravesite with a luncheon at the Heritage Center following that event. So it's a real nice way to honor a lady who's been there 100 years in this city and just, you know, world-renowned. And Amelia Earhart is supposed to be the greatest female aviator in the world. And she said that Helen Ritchie was a better pilot. So, you know, it's nice to have that kind of a tribute come from someone so famous. And to have that woman born here, go to high school here, learn to fly here, serve in the military, died at a young age, and here we are 100 years later celebrating her existence in this city, I think is a tribute to our city. And specifically to what a woman can do, in 1936, she broke a world record.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a great bit of history, again, from the Keysport. So I'm proud to be here and be able to help represent her and her family. So.
And then Thursday night, Cahill Dunn is the main entertainment, I believe?
Yes, we got four nice awards tomorrow, seven, so.
What are the awards?
Well, one is for Daryl Stagino, our chairman, and one is for the Daily News, 125th year anniversary. Another one is for Zoran Popovich, former mayor, and first chairman of the First International Village. And the other one's for Eddie Stanko, which is a mayor's award for his contributions to the city as a whole, as a community leader. So, and we're excited about it, and it's going to be a nice night. And we're going to do we're going to honor the first responders, the police and fire and ambulance will parade up to the stage.
And there's a bagpipe procession?
Yes. Yes, okay. It'll be a bagpipe procession. It'll be a nice tribute to the first responders, and it's a nice segue into the fireworks.